welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And thank you again to David M. Shedd, author, award-winning speaker. He was fantastic, Mr. Tom. Tom, the boss, Boss Meyer. Of course, this is Leapfrog Forums every fourth Monday. And here we are, the fourth Monday. Time is flying, Tom.
It is, and we're having a great time. David Shedd, you know, what can I say? I've already said it. He's out there. He's doing the job. He's really helping to turn this economy around. He's a change advocate that we can all be proud of and will be when this economy's done turning in a couple more years.
Yeah, and continue to set the pace. You could tell he's a pace setter, and that's what we need. That is a great leader. Phenomenal. Mr. Tom, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Dave.
Well, we have, I mean, it just gets better and better.
Oh, though, absolutely.
Because we now have another amazing special guest who has such wonderful gifts, gifts that heal, gifts that help children, gifts that help, you know, the world, and to make a huge difference. And, Tom, I want you to have the honors because she is your lovely wife.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm honored in so many ways. Caroline is my wife, and I, and you and I have known each other 15 years. And one of the first things you said to me is, "I can't believe you're married."
I couldn't believe it. It's true. I go, "What? Are you kidding?" And then when I met Caroline, I go, "I can't believe you waited that long."
Well, I had to wait and wait. Finally, she appeared.
Well, see, when do they say when the student's ready, the teacher appears?
There you go. Let me move on. I want to introduce her. She is the CEO and artistic director of Ballet Academy of Arizona. And let me talk about that a little bit because you, I guess, with the boss here, we all know I know a little bit about business. And Caroline's able, as most entrepreneurs are challenged to do. Caroline is able to wear all the hats, but in particular, the CEO hat. And we'll talk about that over the course of the next half hour or so. But to be able to run the nonprofit from a chief executive's position, I mean, she's managing some major opportunities in all aspects of it. Artistically, as the artistic director, when I first met her, she said that she was going to play down at the Orpheum Theater. And she hadn't been in Phoenix more than a year or so. And I said, nobody can walk in and play one of the oldest theaters with children. It's almost impossible. Well, within like 5 months, she's doing the Nutcracker at Christmas time downtown Phoenix at one of the most classical theaters in the country. So I think we had been married by then or whatever, but I knew she was the whole package from the very first moment that I met her.
Wow, that's sort of magical. And like I said, does she have a sister? But anyway, we'll get into that on our dating.
Just moving right along, and then I really want Caroline to explain some of the fascinating parts of her background. But again, classically trained at the Royal Academy of Dance in London, and all aspects. I mean, we're crunched for time right now, but she has a practical teaching supervisor certificate. She's worked with dance in London and travels around the United States, not examining the kids, examining the teachers. And this is all on behalf of London-based Royal Academy. So she's very qualified and has been basically to go ahead and review not only the students but the teachers literally around the world.
And I also noticed diplomas in child psychology and development, anatomy and kinesiology.
That's right.
That is incredible. I didn't even know I could say kinesiology, but I did. And at Rutgers College, you studied Loyola Marymount University in California, Vassar College. You are impressive. Look at all this amazing education you have.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, it's incredible, and that is why I teach the Royal Academy syllabus. It's like organic ballet. It's the safest and most exciting way for children to learn ballet.
That is incredible. Let me ask you a couple things. What you know, I've known you now for a little while, and your passion really comes out, and you seem to have a real passion for helping children.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Yes, children are my love, and they are my passion, and I've worked with children for many, many years. I do have three wonderful children, Martin, Megan, and Lizzie, and I am so proud of all of them. But working with children is really what I love to do, and I've done that for about 25 years now. When I was in Connecticut, I had the Ballet Academy of Westport for about 17 years, and it was just wonderful. And I gathered to me all the young women who I knew were going to be so successful one day. And they were. They are pediatricians. They Rhodes Scholars. They are incredible young women. And then moving out here to Phoenix, I had a wonderful opportunity to volunteer at CAS and to start my ballet school here again, but with a difference. I was offered the opportunity to have a nonprofit organization. And that has opened so many doors and led to even more of my passions now working with children with special needs as well as typical children. And that is incredible.
It really is. And so you're the founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit more about that as far as in terms with the children. Well, first of all, let me ask you this. I assume, and maybe this is a wrong assumption, were you a performer as well?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you're
I've always
teacher.
Been a teacher.
Yes.
Yes.
And so you've taught for quite a few years. What is it about children that really attract you and really allow you to give the gift of your passion to them?
I think children have just a natural openness, and they have it organized. They are so naturally friendly. They don't have any prejudices. They're very accepting of people.
And does that also is one of their qualities too? Is they're very receptive to learn and grow?
Yes, very much so. And that is one of our focus points that we're working on as well, is our share, learn, and grow philosophy, in that we are having the children be mentors and team leaders for other children. And that has been incredible.
Tell us a little bit more about that. So you're really giving kids an opportunity to teach other kids.
Yes.
Tom, isn't this interesting? Is that
leadership? It's all fascinating. I want to talk a little bit about her impact with children, because you're going to hear about it when we get it in about 15 minutes. But it's amazing how Caroline has a child within, so to speak. And when she communicates with the kids and tries to get them to do some of these dance processes and all that, there's just a relationship that's just magic between that we talked earlier about, the teacher and the student. And she just has the chemistry, with all the children. And it's a special, I mean, it's based on love. And there's that energy that is just there, that she brings out the very best. I mean, there's letters that she has in her files at home that she's paid no attention, that I've found by snooping around, that it's just mothers thanking Caroline for what she did 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And now that little child that the mother was scared to death wasn't going to turn out to be anything is now in law school, you know, or is now studying, or more importantly, is now happy and balanced in life, and has confidence in themselves, and, you know, is able to deal in this challenging world that we're in. So what she brings makes a difference in the theater, but more importantly, it makes a big difference in their lives.
You know, what I'm hearing when you're talking about that, Tom, is, and Caroline, I'll direct it to you, is job versus love.
Right.
And why don't you describe that, what that means? Because and it's so similar, Tom, to somewhat what you're teaching, also about leadership. I mean, leaders don't view it as a job. It's the love they're given out in terms of healing and making things a better place. So, job versus love.
Oh, it's love. And I think I should say that although I do have background in the Royal Academy, our whole process is not to create ballerinas. It's to create an environment where children can grow and can just be themselves. And so we have, if you've never danced before, if there are children listening who've never danced and who want to take part in what we're doing, come, because there's children just have natural gifts that we can use in everything that we're doing. And just working with them and seeing them grow, come up with great ideas, and they support each other. It is incredible. Like when we just did Peter Pan at the Herberger Theater, and it was the most incredible production. Benjamin was our Peter Pan, and he has cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair. And it didn't occur to any of the children who went through all the rehearsals. We had 50 children in our cast to even discuss at the dinner table with their parents that Benjamin has special needs, because they didn't see that in him. What they saw in him was a wonderful young man, and he is.
Now, think about that for a second. Peter Pan in a wheelchair. Our minds aren't used to accepting that. We're thinking of Peter Pan flying through a window, Peter Pan being free, Peter Pan being the dream and, the magic and all that. Well, we've got a child that's severely handicapped. It's in a wheelchair. Is there any power in that? Sure is. I mean, there's power, and the healthy children with the challenged children, and it's all a mix. These kids don't even know this kid's, really can't walk.
Well, I like what you said. I mean, really what you're teaching kids, and maybe it's a natural thing they do, is they see greatness, not limitations.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's right. And so when our curtains opened at the Herberger and Peter came out, the audience didn't know where to put that in their files. And so instead of Peter flying through the air, we created, with the help of wonderful parents and all our set builders, a beautiful window that Peter could wheel his wheelchair through, and we had children being stars and clouds to create the nighttime sky.
Whoa.
And there was Peter with Tinkerbell. And it was gorgeous, because little Chloe, who was Tinkerbell, is so shy, and Benjamin said to her, "You hold on my wheelchair, Chloe, and we are going to do this together." And they did.
Wow. So, Tom, this is like creativity that you were talking about.
Oh, no, it's beyond that. I mean, our businesses are very similar because we're all children at heart, and we love working together on projects. But these kids don't see we had all the things on the stage, but they're seeing beyond things. They're seeing the no limitations within themselves. And that's what I'm noticing, observing, is seeing the breakthroughs in these children. We have breakthroughs in business with CEOs. We just talked about that. But I get more charged up when I see breakthroughs in 8, 9, and 10-year-olds that some people don't see the breakthroughs. She creates them.
See, and that is a wonderful leader. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Caroline Atkinson, who is one of the stars of Leapfrog Forms, along with Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer. And we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Leapfrog Forum, starring Tom the Boss, Bossmeyer, and of course we have Tom's lovely wife in studio, Caroline Atkinson, who is the founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona. Now, on the break, I had this flash. Some people could say a 70s flashback.
Is he allowed to have these?
I just consider it ingenuity, innovative, creative thinking. And I thought, wouldn't it be great, instead of Leapfrog Forums, or in addition to Leapfrog Forums, I should say, we have the title of the show, The Boss and the Ballerina.
Whoa.
What do you think?
Hey.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do they think about that out there?
You like it?
I do. I love it.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Let's get the royal entrance again. Here we go. The Boss and the Ballerina, starring Caroline Atkinson and Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. I think that's something we should do. What do you guys think?
I think it's wonderful. Let's do it.
Tom? I think it's a brilliant idea.
It is brilliant.
It is brilliant. I think the unique combination, leadership with the heart and soul, the passion, Caroline, that you have, and of course we know Tom has that also. It's in a different context, but nevertheless it heals in different places. The world needs healing everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Caroline works a lot in the nonprofit sector. I work a lot in the profit, you know, the traditional business. You know, there's left brain, right brain. There's the arts versus the science. In fact, we do a lot of collaborating day in and day out in her jobs. I seem to do a lot of the menial stuff for her. And whatever she says, I do, but I understand my role.
Just don't go on Donald Trump's show. You're fired. Okay, now, here it is. We're going to have a vote, and by applause, we'll see which title is best. Is it The Boss and the Ballerina, or The Ballerina and the Boss?
Uh-oh.
All right, let's hear it for The Boss and the Ballerina. That sounds like Tinkerbell. What is that? Okay, The Ballerina and the Boss? Oh, I don't hear anything.
I don't have anything on here.
Oh, you don't?
Dead.
Oh, is that the gong show? Okay. Well, anyway, do you hear me now? That's like a phone commercial.
Are you hearing it in there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Oh, really? It sounds like Tom on line three. I mean, it's not hearing. Oh, you got to put. How about that? All right, we'll fix this technical difficulty. Anyway, let's talk about what's coming up, Caroline, for you. You got a lot of stuff coming up in a short time, but exciting things that you will want people to participate in, however they should want to participate, because it is something that will change the world.
Yes, exactly, Dave. And our first thing coming up, well, as a forerunner to it, we are doing Cinderella at the Herberger Theater on October 8th. And what is absolutely unique about this production of Cinderella is, other than it being all children who are always in our productions are all children ages 3 through 18, is that I approached United Cerebral Palsy of Central Arizona in June and spoke to Jerry Jones, who is my champion and incredible. A big shout out to you, Jerry. And we came up with this innovative concept that we are going to collaborate with UCP, and they're going to have their children performing on the stage with our children. So we're going to have special needs and typical children performing together. And another huge shout out to Armando Contreras, who is the president and CEO of UCP of Central Arizona. Together, Jerry and Armando have been amazing, and we are going to do this together, guys. The moms who are listening, moms and dads of all the children at UCP, the kids brought home their flyers on Monday in their backpacks, which is today. Please get them signed up. We already have at least 50 kids from the Ballet Academy ready to do Cinderella, and we need you guys to join us. So I know Jerry has to hear back from you by August 5th, so let's overwhelm him, please. We want all you kids involved. And
they just do, and I've been fortunate enough to go over there a couple times, and I mean, I'm just overly impressed with United Cerebral Palsy and what they're doing in the Valley with these children. You know, Caroline's already given the shout out, but my God, what a great way to help these children. And I know, Dave, that you're mm-hmm. aware.
Oh, yeah.
I think you've had them on the radio show yep. before. But again, I got an opportunity to go into some of the classrooms and just observe. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm amazed.
Yeah, it's incredible. I've had the honor of working with some of those children in their summer program, and they are amazing. I just love them. While we're talking about this, I want to put a shout out to Addie. I met with Addie this morning at Paradise Bakery, and there's an organization that is very involved with nonprofits. So a shout out to you, Addie. Addie is 10. She does have cerebral palsy and is in a wheelchair. She is going to be in Cinderella. She's going to be a girl at the ball and one of our summertime fairies. And so I told her I would say hi, and there she is.
Wait a minute. You got a couple mayors. I mean,
oh, yes.
You got to say hi to since you're on the saying hi to people, you got a couple mayors. Those dirty rats
that
were in the Nutcracker.
Yes, Mayor Bob Barrett of Peoria and his wonderful wife, Rochelle. A big shout out to you, Bob and Rochelle. They have danced in our last three Nutcracker productions that we've done at the Orpheum Theater. This year they in 2010, were our grandparents. And they were absolutely magnificent. And then Hugh Hallman and his lovely wife, Susan, mayor of Tempe, mm-hmm. they joined us this last year at the Orpheum, and they were party parents. It was wonderful. And then both mayors, of course, were rats. Fighting the soldiers. Yeah.
Politics again, what can you say?
Yeah, but these are leaders. I mean, again, we talked earlier about some new leaders and what we need to do to give this economy a boost. And these guys are out, you know, walking the walk, talking the talk, and helping the children.
Yeah, the kids love
and
it.
Having fun with it, you know, mm-hmm. not taking life too serious. So
exactly. And so leading up to Cinderella, we have a very, very important event coming up. August 21st at the Phoenician Resort and Spa, we are doing our Fairy Godmother's Tea Party. Mm. And that is from 3 to 5 on that Sunday afternoon. This is one of the most important fundraising events that the Ballet Academy of Arizona has done to date. We need to raise funds, and we would love to be overwhelmed. We need at least 200 people to be at this event. It's $100 a ticket or $1,000 a table, and we need some angels and some champions out there.
Champions are you talking about? What type of sponsors? Are they companies? Or
They are. They're companies. Ted Cothern, the vice president over there at MidFirst Bank, great bank. Mm. Ted, we need you in here, please, because I know MidFirst is out there in the community doing lots of good. Other companies, American Express, we've got APS. Some wonderful companies you mentioned, Circle K, very involved with UCP. We would love them to be involved with us also. Which other ones can you think of, Tom?
I think just there's so many companies that are the backbone of Arizona from all aspects. Dave, you probably had or have had several of the sports organizations mm-hmm. on your radio show. I know have.
Absolutely.
We're talking about helping children, all types of children here. So, you know, it can be banks, it can be mom and pop shops and the real retail centers, but, you know, it's giving from the heart.
Exactly. Like everyone knows of the law firm Snell and Wilmer.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to put a shout out there as well to Mike Murray at Snell & Wilmer. He was wonderful. He took out, well, he donated some money towards our Peter Pan production, which was marvelous. We were able to invite 25 children from Free Arts Arizona to come and watch Peter Pan because of Mike Murray's donation. And that was amazing. Those children are in abused, they're abused children in group homes, and they just loved coming to watch our performance.
See, it's just amazing how much of a difference you're making. And you may not even know where this even trickles down to, but it doesn't even matter as long as you're doing what you're doing. That's the most important thing, and it spreads hugely throughout the community.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of it is word of mouth. And, well, again, the lady that she mentioned that she met with this morning, our city and our state, all the cutbacks, well, guess what they affect? And we won't get into any kind of detail here because it's not necessary. We're all challenged in this economy. And it's time for anybody that can step up to step up out there. Come on. We know you're doing it, and so we're you know, happy and applaud you. But these are the, you know, children are the future. You know, come on, let's go. Dave over here is getting real old, and you know.
Hello. Every second. I mean, I came out at 40. Now I look 60. I don't know. It's only been an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, kids have always been our future, and how Caroline just makes them happy, you know. And there's so many other nonprofits that really help children in their way. I mean, it's just wonderful. So, you know, we all have to step up wherever we can and support, you know, where it makes sense.
Exactly. They say it takes a village to raise a child. And healthy children are healthy communities, and that is what we're trying to do, bring together all these children, and we need your help out there. So
let me ask you this, and we probably have about a minute left before the next break. However, I suspect people can just make donations.
Yes, they can.
In any increments, perhaps?
Exactly, exactly.
How would they do that? Where would they go for that?
They could either call me directly, and I would be honored to speak to anybody at 602-502-2743, or they can email us, caroline@balletacademyofarizona.org, and we would love to speak to them.
Well, that's great. I mean, there's nothing better than you can do for yourself by giving. I mean, really, it's a selfless state, but also gives you great joy. And why not help someone, especially children, in today's economy or in any economy? And when we come back from our break, Caroline, you're going to have some very, very special kids coming in studio. We're going to talk to them. This will be another example of how you give from your heart and how kind your soul is. And we will be right back with more Caroline Atkinson, who is the ballerina, and Tom the Boss Bossmeyer, who is the boss.
All righty.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding autism.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Leapfrog Forums, although maybe we're going to say it was formerly Leapfrog Forums. It is now The Boss and the Ballerina. I can, yeah. You know, that's going to be like a sitcom on TV. I want to be the executive producer of that TV show, The Boss and the Ballerina.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds great, and I feel like I have been pushed aside, but I couldn't be by a better person.
No question about it. And Caroline, you have some really great guests in studio today, so why don't you introduce these most magnificent guests in studio? Who do we have?
Exactly. Well, we have first we have our ladies. We have Tanya.
Hi.
And
hi.
Yeah, how do you want to tell everyone how old you are, Tanya?
I am 11.
Excellent. And we have Morgan.
Hello.
She's here on my left. How old are you, sweetie?
10.
10. And then we have Tom, who is here on my right.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Yep. And tell us how old you are, Tom.
I'm 17 years old.
There you go.
This is great. And great names. I mean, Tanya, Morgan, Tom. And this is good. Let me ask you this. Have any of you ever been on the radio before?
Nope.
No.
Wow.
No, not really.
You're ready to be radio stars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got the contract ready. I see your parents are out there and they're attorneys. Okay. Anyway, let's start. And Caroline, why are these really, really great kids in studio today?
They're in the studio today, Dave, because we, along with this really innovative program that we're doing with the Ballet Academy of Arizona and UCP, we thought what we would do is have a share, learn, and grow together section in our Ballet Academy. And we have brought these young people together, ages 10 through 17, and they are going to be our mentors and team leaders. And what that means is as we go through into Cinderella, they are going to be working with our special needs and typical children to put this Cinderella production together. We had a meeting at our home about 2 weeks ago. We met from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And it was intense, right?
Oh, yeah.
We just spoke, yeah. And it was an incredible day. We hardly had time for lunch. Our mentors and team leaders were just fantastic. Ideas they were coming up with, how we would incorporate all the special needs children, put things on their wheelchairs. They can tell you more of what of the great ideas that they're having.
Yeah, in a sense, what they were becoming is assistant artistic directors. Caroline doesn't want to come out and say that, but they're just mm-hmm. helping in all areas of helping us design the costumes, the props. One of you guys. What did you talk about when we were together?
Reformations, different costumes.
So you're talking about reformations and different costumes, and
yeah.
How did you come up with these ideas? Was it costumes like what they would look like, how colorful they are, those type of things?
Yeah, because some of the costumes you couldn't really tell what they were. I mean, like for the mice, it was just a leotard and a skirt, whereas we were thinking we could go with like a brown leotard, some pants,
a tail,
ears.
Wow, you could be a fashion designer. I'm impressed. That is really good. Morgan, how about you? What did you notice about that meeting?
Well, we started just looking at the movie, and then we started coming up with some ideas that we could put more into it, and So really, we just watched the movie, came up with some more better ideas than to make it look better. And
yeah, and you had quite a few ideas as yes. you were bouncing around the living room, too.
Exactly. And the movie that Morgan is referring to, we did do Cinderella last year at the Stagebrush Theater at, here in Scottsdale. And so we had recorded that, and so we used that as our basis for what this Cinderella is going to be, and then including so many more of the special needs children, you guys came up with some great ideas on how that was going to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to tell us about some of those ideas?
Oh yeah, well I mean we've worked with a lot of people who also have special needs, and during the production, it was a lot of fun. And I actually didn't expect that Peter Pan would be in a wheelchair, but overall, it's been one of the most eventful ballets that we've ever done before. Mm-hmm. Having all of these children with special needs and those who don't, being able to have a more intermingled ballet together, it's been so much fun.
Yeah. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Tom, what do you think that means to some of those kids or any of you, really? But, Tom, why don't you start off? I mean, how do you think they appreciate or can you even imagine?
I think it's really great. I mean, the thing is, the kids normally, you might have the special needs in a separate theater doing separate things with other people. Who also have special needs. So there isn't much of an intermingle between the two. And so with the ballet that Caroline has produced, we've been able to have a socialization with both the children who have special needs and those who don't, and that has such an impact on everyone's lives that I think is just wonderful.
Well, it sounds like that it's uplifting for all concerned, not mm-hmm. just kids with special needs,
yeah.
but people, you know, kids that maybe have, I think you were calling typical kids, is that the term
That's
you
right.
used?
Yeah.
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 And it's
yeah.
such a blessing because it really draws people together versus separation.
Right.
And I think any kid, any adult can relate to that. When you feel separated, let's start with Morgan. How do you feel when you feel separated? It's not as fun, is it? It's you feel maybe alone, but if you're together, you probably feel joyful.
Yeah, like my sister, I want her to do everything with me.
Oh, how nice. Who's your sister? The little sister there?
Yeah.
She's so cute. Wow, so you're like best friends.
Yep.
Or you may not go
like,
that far.
We get to, like with the ballet people, we get to meet new friends that become like our BFFs, and it's like, I don't know, it like happens so fast, and then it's like, wow, I get to do it again.
Like what happened at Nutcracker with you and me, we just barely met, and yet we became BFFs. I
mean, yeah. Exactly.
It happened so quickly.
Exactly. Do you girls and Tom want to tell everyone listening what productions you've been in?
I have been in Nutcracker, Peter Pan, and I'm just starting Cinderella.
I have been in The Spring Fling, The Nutcracker, Cinderella, and Peter Pan.
Now, are those? Oh yeah, Tom, and what you've been in what?
I've been the Nutcracker for both at TheaterWorks and the Orpheum, and I've also been Peter Pan.
Wow. So what? How has that been for you? I mean, prior to that, were you ever in any type of performance setting, or is this the first time?
Actually, at my dance school, we have a dance recital at around June, like the beginning of June, end of May. And it's like we switch off.
Yeah. That is
like
so cool.
1 year's a bunch of dance groups, and another year a little bit.
So let me ask you this, Tanya. How has this enriched your life? How has it made it better, being part of this amazing group with Caroline and your friend Morgan and Tom and all the other people you meet? How has it made a difference in your life?
Probably getting out of the house more, being able to talk with different people instead of the same people.
Nice. Well, that's always a good expansion. How about Morgan? Same question. How has this helped you? How does it feel to be part of this?
It's got me to do things that other kids can't do or, like, pay for. And it's a big opportunity to be doing this because it's just that you go on stage, you do it. It's like, wow, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Wow, that is so nice. Tom, how has this helped you?
Well, just like Tanya was saying, being able to get out of the house and do new things and talk with new people, it's been so great.
You know, that's remarkable. Tom, we've been talking about leadership. These kids are true leaders in their own time. It's amazing to step out of their comfort zone, to do things to expand themselves, which can help and heal others. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Well, who are our teachers? We're back to what we were talking about earlier, the teacher or the student. I'm still trying to figure out with BF. What is that, BF?
Best friends.
Best friends forever. Okay.
Yeah, best friends forever, right?
Exactly.
Well, I think I've seen that.
Tanya, you had a story you were going to share us about Mayor Barrett's wife at the Theaterworks Nutcracker.
Yeah. I was not going to do the Nutcracker last year, but because I had knocked my growth plate in my elbow out of place. But just before the one in Theaterworks started, I got my cast off, and so I was able to go there and see it. And at one point during the first intermission, the mayor's wife, she was up there telling a story, and she wanted all the kids to come up. And so I was taking my sister up there, and right as I get on stage, she looks up and sees me. And she's like, oh, my gosh, that's my son from last year.
Tell us why you were her son in the last year.
Well, the year before that, I was in the Nutcracker, and I was a party boy. And she was my mom in that.
Oh, that is so cute. These are stories you'll hold forever, won't you?
That's right. And that encouraged you to take part in this year's Nutcracker at the Orpheum Theater, where Mrs. Barrett was the grandmother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is so cool. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with in-studio guests Tanya, Morgan, and Tom, along with Caroline Atkinson and Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. This is Leapfrog Forums, now maybe called Boss and the Ballerina.
So we'll ask the kids what they like.
Yeah, we're going to ask them right after these words.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Boss and the Ballerina, formerly known as Leapfrog Forums. And although we're going to ask the kids that very question, I was noticing, Tom, you were dancing away. And so was Tanya. You were really... Do you like this song? It's by the Stray Cats. It's called... What's it called? Stray Cat Strut. It was a big popular song back in, I don't know when... When I was like, what, two? A couple years ago. Anyway, oh, everyone's laughing at that one. Let's get the kids' opinion here. Tanya, Morgan, and Tom, here it is. Which one do you like? Leapfrog Forms or The Boss and the Ballerina?
I like The Boss and the Ballerina.
And why do you like that? Let's do a little interview on this.
Well...
Does it sort of ring a bell? It sounds good?
Yeah. Like, you have the boss, and then you have the ballerina.
I like it.
It describes everyone perfectly.
It really does. That's a very good insight. Morgan, do you like Leapfrog Forms or the boss and the ballerina?
The boss and the ballerina.
Oh, you said that nicely, sort of like did. I said it. What's going on here? I don't think I'll be back. She'll be the host next time. Okay, so we got 2-0. Tom, is it Leapfrog Forms or the boss and the ballerina?
Has to be the boss and ballerina.
Oh! Oh! Well, can you believe that? That's a clean sweep. That is it. Is that it, Tom?
Presenting the boss and the ballerina.
Okay, this gives me an idea. Let's go to Bachelorette number one. No, I mean, that's a different show. Let's go to Tanya, and you introduce them in your own way. This is now, whatever you want to say, the boss and the ballerina. Bum, 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 bum. It's the Jeopardy song.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, let's go to Morgan. Dun, dun. How are you going to say, if you introduce them, how would you introduce them?
Like, would they be coming later or like right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Here we go. You can think about it. We'll go to Tom. Tom, how would you introduce them?
I got it.
Okay, Morgan, you got it.
Now presenting the boss and ballerina.
Hey, that was good.
The boss as Tom. The ballerina as Caroline.
Oh, that. Okay, this is pretty
Woo-hoo.
Good. All right, Tom, you want to give it a shot?
Jazz hands.
Here is the boss and the ballerina.
That's good. They
there
all three win. All right, I like it. That was a little impromptu. You guys did phenomenal. I could say yes, Morgan.
If it was later, it'd be coming soon.
Yes.
Boss and the ballerina.
And don't forget your popcorn at Harkins Theaters. Okay,
yes.
A little plug because I like Harkins
coming
Theaters.
Soon,
exactly.
IMAX 3D.
Yeah, that's, wow.
No, 40. Yeah, 40.
We're rolling now, aren't we? What did I start? I don't
believe
it.
They're taking over the show.
They are. Well, let's go to, let's talk about what's coming up, of course. Wait, you had some stories. Didn't you have, who had a story about the seven sisters, the seven stepsisters of Cinderella?
The seven stepsisters.
Why seven? I always thought it was two.
It was a random number we came up with.
Yes, there was... About seven girls, eight girls. So we just took seven people and we just came up with Cinderella and the Seven Stepsisters.
Because we needed one of those girls to play the cat.
That's right.
Wow, that's sort of neat. So does that enhance, that probably makes it more interesting with Seven Stepsisters?
Yes, it makes it more fun and energetic because...
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Oh, and maybe we should tell the listeners out there who Prince Charming is going to be.
Yeah.
Well, he's thank you. I accept the award. No.
He's actually in the room with us, Tom.
Are you going to be all Prince right. Charming?
He is.
Yes, I will.
And our king,
yes. Other Tom.
The boss.
Big Tom.
The boss.
You're going to be the king?
We'll see. Yeah, I've been talked into it.
Wow, and you're going to be Prince Charming.
Yes, I will.
Yes,
that is sort of cool.
That's so cool.
Wow, so how do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel quite excited.
Wow, that's... how about you two? You're going to be... What? or do you know yet?
Different. Well, we haven't really decided. Right. It was more of a rough draft.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. We have another meeting coming up on August 3rd.
Yes.
It's Wednesday.
Exactly.
Wow. Let me just take a minute. Let's talk a little bit about how working together with the challenged children and...
our pair...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The pairing up. I mean, is that challenging or what? I mean, being on stage and all the preparation and the responsibility and
I've worked with many kids in different groups. And in Peter Pan, I was playing Nana, and so I was being mobbed by little kids.
Yeah. It might be a little difficult because, you know, it will take a little while. And we can't get that frustrated with them because they're, like, just starting and, like...
Mm-hmm. That's right. But you guys will really be helping them. And that's why we're having our mentor and team lead meetings. So that when all the children are ready to start rehearsing, you guys are going to be really organized. And we are going to really make this work well. And we were coming up with ideas on how we could costume or decorate, for example, the wheelchairs.
Yeah.
What ideas did you have?
We're going to have, like, these, I don't know,
like cardboard
zip things.
Zip strips.
Zip strips. And they're going to, like, zip strip all their, like, scissors if they're a mouse and they're in a wheelchair. They'll zip
or
strip their
or needles.
Exactly.
Things for working on the dresses.
Zip strip them to the side of a wheelchair.
Exactly.
If they're in a wheelchair.
That's right. And then for the girls who are going to be fairies, if they're in wheelchairs, they'll be holding the wreaths of flowers as they come onto
the
stage.
You mean the bluebirds?
Yes, the bluebirds and also the summer fairies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll have a typical child pushing a wheelchair on the stage, and we'll be moving around together.
Mm-hmm. For the Nutcracker, we've already worked with some children that, like, one, her name was Destiny. She could, like, hardly hear. And so I had to work with her quite a bit sometimes to tell her what to do.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing to me it doesn't matter what age. Of course, Tanya's 11, Morgan's 10, Tom's Tom. But, 17. I said Tom's Tom. What does that mean, Tom? They got two Toms here.
Tom
I don't know.
One old Tom and but, one young Tom.
But Tom is 17.
Original.
It is, but what's really interesting is they seem all to have a heart of compassion and mm-hmm. and really there to help others. Tom, talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Caroline has done so well to make this such a flawless production, and working with all the children, it's been less of a challenge and more as a... more as a fun event that we've been able to go to and have such an awesome time. Mm-hmm.
And what you're really doing is giving a gift of love. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, that is incredible. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Especially working with cerebral palsy children. I mean, having everybody mixed in together, it just really warms my heart. I mean, seeing everybody not caring if they have special needs or not.
They're just part of the show, and it's like,
it's part of the
group.
Oh
my gosh, this is so amazing.
Wow, mm-hmm. You know how much, how amazing you make everyone feel doing that, including the audience, and you really paved the way for much greater healing in the world, I believe. With a couple minutes left, Caroline, why don't we discuss or talk about some of the things coming up again so people
right.
can get involved.
Exactly. Our first one coming up is our Fairy Godmother's Tea again. That is at the Phoenician Resort and Spa on August 21st from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. And this is for children and parents, for business people out in the community to come out and have a wonderful afternoon. We're going to have a English high tea. We're having Jolly Roger the Magician there, our Fairy Godmother. It is going to be a wonderful event, so you won't want to miss that. And then our Cinderella production at the Herberger Theatre on October the 8th. You can already go online and read all about it. Tickets will be on sale starting on August the 5th at the Herberger. And come and see our guys there, Tanya, Morgan, Tom, and all their friends.
Well,
we can't wait to perform for you.
Incredible. I got to say, I am impressed. Tanya, thank you. 11 years old, amazing maturity. Morgan, 10 years old, you're You guys are amazing. Tom, 17 and a heart of gold. I am so impressed. And more importantly, you're giving and giving the gift of healing to so many people. That will serve you so well in life. You are great examples, great leaders. And that's Tom. Come on in. Parting words from the boss.
Just quickly before Tom, and I won't take more than 10 seconds, if you have a child and you are listening out there and you'd like them to be in our production, please call us. We would love to include them. Be in touch with us.
And your phone number is?
602-502-2743.
Well, thank you all so much. Of course, formerly known as Leapfrog Forms is now the boss and the ballerina every fourth Monday from 2:30 to 4. And thank you again, Tanya, Morgan, and Tom. You guys are delightful. Thank you. We'll have to do this again. I appreciate it. And we'll be back, of course, tomorrow. And I forgot who's on. Oh, the real estate panel is on tomorrow. We will be joined by our own panel experts. And everyone have a great night. See you tomorrow.